bad guy. Bad guy. Bad guy. Bad guy. Bad guy. Bad guy.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's right. It was a big show. In fact, he was the world's best hypnotist, and it was, well, it was at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, that's right. Well, thousands of people there. He's up on the stage, and he has his watch at the end of a long chain. So he swings it back and forth and says to the audience, "You're all in my power. You're all in my power." And, well, believe it or not, 20,000 people went into a deep trance. And the hypnotist said, "You're chickens." And I'll be darned if they all didn't just start clucking and flapping their arms around. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And then, well, yeah, yeah, everybody. And then the hypnotist said, "You're roosters." And the whole Madison Square Garden, all 20,000 people start saying, you know, cock-a-doodle-doo and flapping their arms and stuff. Yes, sir. Well, and then he's about to give a third command, and he dropped his watch, and it broke. And he said, "Well, shit." Took him a week to dig out the survivors. That's right. Well, listen, I got to go. Hello. I'm Alfred, the butler here at Stately Wayne Manor. Bat Guy and Rob are still out there looking for that maniac with the nuclear bomb who's going to blow up Gotham. Let's find out what's going on.
Dry chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I get this bomb put together here. Christmas time is wonderful. I love this time of year. It's just, yeah. Let's see here. The instructions to this thermonuclear device. Open box. I've done that. Let's see. Put wire, the red wire on the blue. No, wait. I hope I don't get caught by the police on this. Well, if I do, I'll have the mayor write a letter for me. Let's say that, okay, the green wire goes, I'm going to get that bat guy, fairy. Okay, now, blue and red wire goes over here on the okay, and let's say, okay, and the yellow wire, well, there is no damn yellow wire. Oh, well, there it is. Okay, and that goes here. There. Now, I've got my thermonuclear device built. I just got to figure out where to put it. Let's see. I need a heavy populated area. I'll just put it right in downtown, in a mailbox or something. Yeah. Okay. Now, I have to get this thing done down there, and then I'll go do my Christmas shopping. Yeah. That's what I'll do.
Golly, Bat Guy, what kind of a maniac would plant a nuclear bomb at Christmas? And speaking of Christmas, if we don't wrap this case up soon, we're not going to have time to decorate Stately Wayne Manor.
Boy Wonder, I'm amazed. I am surprised at you. What is more important, thousands of innocent lives lost due to a maniac or the interior design of Stately Wayne Manor? You're right, Rob. Turn the Batmobile around now.
Roger.
No, Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
Bad guy.
Oh. What do you want?
He's breaking wood. Yeah, good morning.
How y'all doing this morning?
GURP.
Derby time. I love it.
Memo.
All the food.
Yeah.
You know, chow wagons with big green dumpsters behind
me. I can't breathe, man. Please don't, Fred.
Oh no, Fred. Look. No.
You know that.
Yep.
Just the thought of all the food in the chow wagon dumpster Just sent shivers down my back.
Yeah.
Something else.
Either
shivers.
That or something just fell off me.
Fred, please, man, God, Lord. No
you
more.
You guys are going to be at the Chowagon Light.
What?
Yeah, Thursday, man. We'll be out there. Oh, boy. Burgoo.
Well, good, then. We'll get a meal. My treat.
Oh, boy. His pants are wet. Look at him.
No, no, stop it.
No, I insist. It's no bother. Really.
I smell corn dogs.
See you at the chow wagon. Yeah, just meet me in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Whew. Can't find it, I'll come looking for it.
Yeah, okay, man. All right.
You
want
out of here, Fred.
Okay. Oh, so boy. I'll see you there.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
this is too much. too much.
Nice. Hot damn.
Oh, Fred.
Jay Brewer's Brew. Jay.
Jay.
Yeah. Forget the last name.
It's like happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Jay.
Happy birthday to Jay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Toothbrush company for a job, sales gig.
Mm-hmm.
He gets it. After his first day on the job, he comes back to the office and his boss asks him how he did. He says, well, geez, I only sold 2 toothbrushes.
Ooh. 2.
Boss tells him, listen, you're going to have to do a little better than that or we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah.
Second day, comes back to the office after being out all day selling. The boss says, well, how'd you do? He says, well, I sold 6 toothbrushes. Boss jumps up, starts screaming at him. You are history, pal, if you don't sell some more toothbrushes than that. You're out of here. Guy's all, he's shook up.
Management.
He's nervous. I'm going to lose my job. He goes on his way home. He stops at a grocery store, and he sees people throughout the store giving out samples of their product. So he decides, yeah, I'll try it. Sets up a table in the grocery store and gets a little bowl of potato chips and some dip, and people start stopping by his table to sample the product, and they take a chip, put it in the dip, taste it, and every one of them, their faces contort, and they go, geez, that is horrible. It tastes like crap. And I says, well, it is crap. Would you like to buy a toothbrush?
Yeah, hi, Dick.
How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Listen,
isn't it a splendid morning here for Derby Week?
Oh, boy, great. Listen,
perfect time to sell some things. You got some time here?
Well, I'm kind of busy, Dick.
Okay, great. Hey, because what do I always tell you?
The Dickster will do you good.
That's right, and this is a real cool, primo, neato Dick job for you. Now, you got this chow wagon thing Thursday, right?
Thursday, noon to 3, Dick.
Noon to 3, that's perfect.
For what?
How about this? Broads and brats.
No, man, I don't like
What kind of woman doesn't want to put a brat in her mouth?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
And we get big boobs.
No, man.
Big boob broads. You know,
Burgoon,
you might even, get a snow cone and, like, ice up that chest a little bit there,
yeah,
huh?
Okay,
get some nipple action going.
Dexter, please, man. It.
What are you afraid of? You afraid of some broad?
All right, who's this Dickster pig, and what's all this crap about broads and brats?
Hey, babe, I was talking here, huh, hon? Hey, is that flannel shirt getting you a little hot under the collar? Nice crew cut.
All right, come here, you slimy weenered blowhole.
Ooh, oh, okay, you want to play rough, huh? You want a little dick action, huh? Oh, good left hook. Hey, you're not bad for a skirt. Oh, hey, let me tell you, I got an idea, hun. Oh, geez, that's a little low. Hey, hold on, time out here. The Dickster has an idea.
All right, what is it?
Monday night, big-breasted broad boxing.
What did you just say?
Yeah, on Monday night, we'll shave your legs and your back if necessary, try to make you look like a woman, get you a big old set of knockers.
Come here, you pig-lipped scrotum sniffer.
Ooh,
ouch.
Oh,
boy.
What are you three pigs looking at?
Nothing, man.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, boy, there she through the wall.
Oh, okay. I didn't like that idea either. I thought it sucked. I got a better one, though.
Dickster, she's gone, man. She left.
How about Fracture Friday or Tourniquet Tuesday? Broken ribs at the Rib Cafe.
Jeff,
all the people would eat that one up.
Yeah, Jeff, play a commercial or record or something.
Bad guy.
Bad guy. Bad guy. Bad guy.
Bad guy. You'll remember last week, Rob the Boy Wonder was in the deadly grasp of the Reamer.
Go ahead, Reamer. Give it your best shot.
Where is it?
Something wrong, Reamer?
Boy Wonder. Where is it? This has never happened to me before. My attempts to ream are being stifled.
That's because I'm wearing my ream-proof leotards.
Oh, God.
Fat guy.
I think I've hurt myself. Hold it right there, Reamer.
Ooh, right here?
No, a little higher.
How's this?
Perfect. Grab him, Rob.
You mean here?
It doesn't matter, Rob. Just grab him. How do you like that, Reamer? A little of your own medicine.
Stop.
Hold still.
How do you like being reamed for a change? Again, Rob, again. Excellent.
God, you're slippery.
I love this.
Later that same day.
Boy, Bat Guy, I'm glad all this Reamer stuff is over.
Why's that, Rob?
Now we can concentrate on hanging those drapes.
Splendid idea, Rob. You know, Rob, we can only hope that the Reamer learns a valuable lesson during his stay in prison.
Well, if nothing else, he's bound to enlarge the circle of his friends.
Could this be the end of another exciting episode of Bat Guy? Could this be or not to be? Could you find me a real job? Join us again next week, same bat time, same bat station for
Bat Guy.